Please check with Tandy, the team that will be leading.
Okay.
Kupeka.
Hi, Tandy.
Yeah, good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Kupeka. Yeah, the team will be led by DDG Twala and Johannes again from the aviation.
Thank you. So,
thank you.
So I must grant them both hosting rights. Present.
Let me call Johanna on the side to check who will be presenting. But it's Johanna Sekel who will be presenting, I know.
Okay, no, it's fine. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning.
Morning, Honorable Dank.
How are you, Shlubeka? Okay, not too bad. I'm going to log into two meetings. This one and security and justice. They need somebody to pass votes from a province.
And we also need you here today.
I know. So I'll be in both, but don't worry. I'll be here. This is my primary responsibility.
Good morning. Mr.
Morning, Honorable Aple. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
We are good, Honorable Aple. How are you?
I'm good. I will experience some network problems, but I'll keep on logging in if it kicks out.
Okay. Yes. Nice, understood. Yes, understood.
Hello?
Yes,
sir.
I think we are ready to start. Tandy?
Give Elizabeth Mpe also to so that he can share the presentation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in another meeting as well, so.
Thank you, honorable members. Can you
recording
accept,
in progress?
Can you accept Mama Rifani? She's in the waiting room. Allow me to take this opportunity, honorable members, to take to extend a word of welcome to all of you, and also our visitors today, the PMG, the media, to this meeting that is going to deal with consideration of the protocols to amendments. And also Article 508 and 56 of the Convention on International Civil Aviation, which presentation will be made by the Department of Transport, but also will then deal with the consideration of the draft regulation 1168 in terms of Section 756 of the National Road Traffic Act of 1996. And then the last minutes of the meeting we had. So without any waste of time, allow me to invite the committee secretary to present apologies.
Thank you, Chairperson. Before I present apologies, Chairperson, I will request Honorable Dango to mute. Okay, thank you, Honorable Dango. Thank you, Chairperson. We've received apology from the minister and the deputy minister. They are attending a three-line whip in the National Assembly this morning, so they won't be part of this meeting. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Committee Secretary. We are mindful of the dilemma that Honorable Dango is in, but we are happy that he was able to connect. Can we then invite the department to present?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
This is Mr. Sabisa.
That is Chris Labisa. Hey, I'm trying to. There you are. Okay, I'm trying to get my video working. It seems like it's stuck somewhere, but I will sort it out as we go along. But without a waste of time, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, let me introduce a colleague of mine, Advocate Mahatu, who is going to be leading us through the presentation as requested by the Select Committee. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'll sort out my video. I will show my face during the proceedings, Chairperson. Thank you. I think I'm having a little bit of a challenge this side. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Sabisa. Advocate Mahatu, the floor is yours.
Morning, Chairperson. With permission of the Secretariat, may they beam the presentation that we made last year on draft regulation 116A to the Select Committee.
No, let's start first with the 50A and 56.
Oh, okay, it's fine. Then my colleagues in civil aviation will ascend to the podium. For record purposes, Chairperson, this is how I look like.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, Chair, members and senior officials from the Department of Transport. My name is Elizabeth Mpie, and I will be doing the presentation on the ratification of protocols relating to the amendment of Articles 50A and 56 of the Convention on International Civil Aviation. Mayor Johanna, if I can ask you to...
My apology, Mrs. Mpie, if you can just... put your screen in order so that you are visible.
Okay. Yes. Mayor Johanna, if you can just enable editing and put it on presentation slide mode, please. You need to unshare it first, ma'am, please. Apologies, Chair.
Understood.
It hasn't changed, me. It still reflects the same way that it was before. Maybe if you can unshare, let me try it from my end. Apologies, Chair. Are we?
Let's hope they've given you the sharing rights.
Can I get confirmation on whether members are able to see the screen?
Indeed. We can confirm that.
Okay, thank you. So what we will be presenting to the committee today, the presentation will talk to the purpose, it will talk to the introduction, it will talk to the proposed amendments and the rationale why we need to do the amendments, and we'll also touch on the benefit for South Africa when we then ratify the amendments. We'll also take you through the departments and stakeholders that we've consulted, and lastly, we'll then outline what is it that we want the Select Committee to assist us with. In terms of the purpose, we are appearing before the committee today to request the committee's support on the ratification of protocols relating to amendment of two articles of the Chicago Convention, and that being Article 50A and Article 56. And in terms of the introduction, here, South Africa is a member state of ICAO. This is the International Civil Aviation Organization. And as the state, we ratified the Chicago Convention in 1974. In 1947,
Your slide is not moving.
Yes.
And I do apologize for that, because it's moving from my end. Is it still not moving?
Yes.
My apologies. Let me try again.
So can we ask maybe Enrico to do it from his side?
From his side.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Yes, you can go to the purpose.
If we can go to slide number 4, I think introduction, that's where, the purpose, okay, because you did not see the, I was indicating that South Africa is a member state of the International Civil Aviation Organization, commonly known as ICAO. And as a state, we've ratified the Chicago Convention in 1947. And to make sure that the convention that we ratified get legislated, we then incorporated the convention into our national legislation through the Civil Aviation Act number 13 of 2009. And this is under Schedule 3 of the Civil Aviation Act. And currently, we are a member of the ICAO Council, and we serve under Part 2. So the Council has 36 member states and comprises of three parts, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. And as the state, we serve under Part 2. And Part 2 deals with states which make the largest contribution to the provision of facilities for international civil navigation. And we have been a member of the Council since 2003. And we had the 39th session of the assembly, a KO assembly, which was held in 2016. And this is where the two protocols that we are bringing before the select committee was adopted to amend articles 50A and articles 56. Next slide, please. So here we are giving details of what the two articles entails. And article 50A deals with indicates that states that it states that a KO Council shall be a permanent body responsible to the assembly, and it shall be comprised of 36 contracting states. So this is what is currently currently indicated in Article 50A. So it deals with the member states that serves on the KO Council, and currently we have 36 member states. And Article 56 talks to the membership with regard to the Air Navigation Commission. And currently, we have 19 member states that serves on the Air Navigation Commission. If we can go to the next slide, please. And what we are there for, what we are proposing, what ICAO is proposing to amend in the two articles. So ICAO is proposing that we amend Article 50A so that we can increase the current 36 member states that are serving on the council. We can increase it from 36 to 40 members. And with respect to the membership of the Air Navigation Commission, the proposal is to increase it from the current 19 member states to 21 members. If we can go to the next slide, please. And the rationale, this slide talks to the rationale for the amendment. Why is it necessary for the amendment to be in place? And we are saying it is necessary because it will then assist us in increasing the current membership of the KO Council, and it will also assist in expanding international air transport for the national economies in many countries. And the membership, the KO Council membership, does not strike a better balance due to the increased representation of contracting state. And the reason why we are saying it does not strike a better balance is because we have three parts, which is part one, part two, and part three. So currently, no African states are represented under part two, under part one, and under part two, Africa is only represented by three states, and under part three, Africa is only represented by five. So we are saying that ICAO member state, ICAO has about 154 member states. So from the 154 member states in the ICAO Council, Africa is only represented by eight member states. If you look at the member states that serves, the three member states that serve under part two and the five member states that serves under part three. So we are therefore saying the increase will therefore then allow us to increase membership from African state, which will then try to strike a better balance in terms of the representation in the ICAO Council. And the expertise and experience from diverse operational skills and knowledge can therefore be drawn from the additional member states that we will then get if the amendment gets approved. If we can go to the next slide, please. The benefits, this slide then talks to the benefits for, it talks to the benefits for ratification. And here we are saying that by ratifying the amendment to this by ratifying the protocol, we will therefore benefit as South Africa, and will the Africa as a continent will also benefit at large, because South Africa, we are aspiring to move from part two to part one, because currently we do not have any member state under part one, and by therefore ratifying the amendment, it will therefore allow us to, it will give us that possibility or that opportunity to then move from part one to part two, and other African states will therefore be accommodated in the ICAO Council, and it will by them being accommodated, we will therefore be developing the African airspace. And this protocol will come into force upon ratification by 128 states. And currently, we are sitting at 70. We only have 70 ICAO Council, ICAO contracting states that have ratified the protocol. And out of the 70, about 11 African states have actually ratified the protocol. Can we go to the next slide, please? In terms of the departments and stakeholders that that we have consulted, we took the protocol to the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. We also took it to the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. We also took it to the presidency, and they all confirmed that it is aligned to our constitution. And in terms of stakeholders that we consulted, we went to the ESAT cluster. We've also presented to the ICTS cluster, and they have approved, they have endorsed our request, and I think that's the reason why we are here. We've also presented to the portfolio committee, whom we have also received the approval, the endorsement from. If we can go to the next slide, please. And so why we are appearing before the select committee today, we are recommending that the select committee should consider the amendment to the two articles, Article 50A and Article 56, and support the referral of these two protocols to the NCOP for consideration and approval. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for taking the committee through the presentation on the protocol from the ICOA. Honourable members, any clarifying questions that honourable members would want to raise with regard to the presentation or engagement or discussion? I've noted honourable high.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, and good morning to all honorable members, officials from the department, led by Mr. Shavisa, and also parliamentary staff and committee staff. Chair, I just want to find out when that the protocol was adopted in 2016, why are we only receiving it now in 2022? Because also if you look, read the document, it says urgent. Also the concern is that so far only 70 states have ratified. That means we could be 71. We don't know how much longer the other 57 will ratify the protocol. But also with regard to African representation, how do we know that automatically those the increase will accommodate, because currently you say there are five represent those that are representing African countries. Is it automatic, therefore, that when you expand or you increase membership, the increase will automatically go to Africa? So, yeah, those are perhaps the three questions I wanted clarity on, Chair. Otherwise, I don't think we have a problem ratifying the two articles as a committee, but we just need clarity around the issues that I've raised. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chair. Honorable Dango.
Yes, Comrade Chair, the Chairperson. I have been covered largely by Member Khai. There's just one further question. Are the blocks represented in Africa equally, or is it the five just drawn from Africa, or is there a West African representative, a Maghreb representative, a East African, an ECOWAS, and a SADC representative? Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Dango. Honorable Tim Bratiseth.
Thank you, Chairperson. Having read through the documents and consulted with the colleagues in the Portfolio Committee, I can advise the DA are happy to support. Thank you.
Chair, I come here.
Can you move closer to the mic, Honorable?
I can, Chairperson. Excuse my jacket. It's very, very cold here. Chairperson, just to let you know that having gone through the documents carefully and having consulted with our colleagues in the Portfolio Committee who did ratify this, the DA are happy to support. I have the support of Honourable Bosoff and Honourable Lont in this as well. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Professor. Honourable members, it looks like those were the only engagement. Maybe from my side, you said we are moving. If the ratification of the protocol materializes, the probabilities of us moving from part two to part one will be created. What is the difference between the two? Thank you. Over to you, Honorable Chair. Honorable members, are we still together?
Yes, Chairperson, you refer to honorable chair, so I think this is what you
mean. Yeah. Maybe that's what confused the department. He said, "Honorable Chair."
Oh, Mrs. Chair. The floor is yours.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. The first question, around the protocols being adopted in 2016, and the question was why now. So when we went to the ECOWAS assembly in 2016, unfortunately, the head of delegation then was the deputy minister. We did not go with our minister when we went for that assembly. So our minister could therefore not ratify the convention at the assembly, during the assembly. So we had to come back home with the document and start with the ratification process. We then went through the process of getting presidential, even before the presidential minutes, we then went through the process of going to the Department of Justice to get legal opinion. Then after that, we then had to go to the Department of DECO to get legal opinion. We then had to do the process of getting presidential minutes, and that took a bit of time, and basically that's the reason why. And in addition to that, we then had to go through the cabinet, the two cabinet clusters that I've indicated, So that also took a bit of time. That's the reason why we are only able to come to the select committee now. And the second question, in terms of whether we have any guarantees that we will get the additional additional seats that we are that we are trying to increase with this protocol. There is no guarantee. But what we then do, because for a member state to be part of the ACAO Council, you become a member of the ACAO Council through votes. And we have African states, we have about 54 African states. So our view is that if we all support each other through the African Civil Aviation Commission, and we then vote for African states, for the African states when we get to the ACAO Assembly, once the protocols have been adopted, we stand a better chance of getting those seats, because then it means that African states will vote for each other. We also have partners in other regions who will then also support us for us to get the seat. And in terms of, are there any blocs? So I'll respond to, are there any blocs represented, as well as what is the difference between the three parts? I'll then address the two questions now in my response. So the council, the ACAO Council, has three parts. Part one, it states of chief importance in air transport. And part two, it states that have the facilities for international civil air navigation. And that's where we are, because of the civil air navigation facilities that we have as the country. And part three talks to geographic representation. And on geographic representation, that's where all the regions are represented. So there is representation under part three of all the regions. And we are, as South Africa, we are of the view that we have exceeded our contribution in terms of civil aviation. We feel that we should no longer be considered under part two just based on the air navigation facilities that we have, because we have made quite a number of contribution in air transport. So we regard ourselves as a state that has a chief importance on air transport related matters. And that's basically the reason why we are of the strong view that we want to move from part two to part one. I hope I've answered all the questions. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mem Chair, for that. Any addition, advocate or Ndasihlabisa?
Not from my side. I was checking my colleague. Sorry, let me. I got my camera back now. Okay. I was just checking my colleague Twala Zakhele Twala, who's a DDG responsible for the aviation sector in the department, whether he has got some other additional information which maybe Mshe has maybe left out, which he needed just to augment. I just wanted to see whether he has got something to add there. Otherwise, I see the hand, Chairperson of Honorable Hai. Also, I'm not sure whether the legacy hand or not. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I suspect this is a follow-up. Honorable Hai?
Yes, it's a follow-up, Chair. Just a concern that it takes 6 years to process the ratification by South Africa, whether this is a norm with all the protocols. It takes this much time because it's a whole term, you know, of Parliament to process and adopt. So just wanted to check if it's a norm. But also another concern is that it has taken also 6 years to get 70 countries to ratify. I'm not sure how much more it will take the 58 countries to ratify, so that, and also I don't know how often the assembly meet, because it could have been that you might have had the other assembly that have met without these adopted, I mean, these amendments having been endorsed or ratified by their countries. So those are just the comments of concern. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. Back to the team.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to fix my camera. My name is Akele Twala. I'm the DDG of Civil Aviation at the Department of Transport. Largely, I think Ms. Chair has covered all questions. This will be the next council meeting. So that's why, among other things, we hope that during the council in this year, we'll have more countries rectifying, because in the interest of the member states that they will rectify this. Unfortunately, we can't control other countries, but we do hope when their ministers are in Montreal, we'll get more countries, we'll have more than 70 countries having rectified. In terms of the question that we asked, I think Elizabeth has covered all of them. But one thing is that we have five from the regions, three from part two. And we would be campaigning, if this passes on, we would campaigning to get into part one because of our infrastructure and activities within. So as much as we say it's not guaranteed, but in terms of our contribution and resources that we have in the country, we will become the obvious choice to move up from part two to part one. We take note of the comments made by Mr. Honorable Khai that it took a bit long. Yes, it did. We could have done this a while ago. But this is where we are now. This is an attempt to answer the rest of the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Zakele. For the response, I think we are happy now with the team's presentation and also engagement with the questions that were raised by honorable members. What we could probably then do, let's get guidance from the committee secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe let me request my colleague Shamara if she's got anything to say when we're about to adopt the report.
Okay. Shamara?
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Rebecca. Chairperson, I'm quite satisfied with the presentation that was given. Just in terms of voting, we would do so on provincial lines. In that the support of five provinces will carry the report forward. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Let me just check. Is it not? I suspect we'll have to include the rationale and the benefits. There's two slides that speaks about the rationale for the proposed amendments on the protocols and also the benefits. Those two slides. But already I think with those additions, I guess we can then probably then move in terms of inviting members to express their views in terms of provincial representation by using the raise your hand option. Those that agree that the committee recommend to the House for the adoption of the proposed amendment. Yes. It's Honorable Khai from Eastern Cape, Honorable Dango from Gauteng, Honorable Moshwede from Free State, Honorable Tim Rataset from KZN, and also then myself. I think we have Honorable Boshoff, Honorable Blunt.
I'm happy we follow the leader of Honorable Brad. To sit on this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Chair, Honourable Boshoff unfortunately has got to go to the dentist, so she is supporting, but she can't vote right now.
Thank you.
I think you have sufficient support.
Thank you. But remember, therefore, the report is hereby adopted. Let me take this opportunity to express our gratitude to the honorable members for adopting the protocol amendment to COW. Therefore, the report is duly adopted to be recommended to the House for adoption. Can we then move to, I guess there is no any other contrary view. In the absence of none, can we then move to the next item on the agenda, the report on the regulation 116A, Enrico?
Chairperson?
Yes,
maybe one, Enrico, is flighting the report. I will request our legal advisor just to say some few words before we adopt the report. And also then the department must also understand that there's no need of presentation now because the committee has already, you know, dealt with this issue. Today is just the method of adopting the report. This report could have been adopted last month, but due to the quorum, we couldn't adopt the report. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. I think you are correct. We have in the past got an opportunity for the department to present the item marked the draft regulation 116A in terms of section 75(6) of the National Roads Traffic Act. What we also did, we then invited also the input from our legal advisor, and they also assisted us in terms of giving guidance. Can we then probably then just ascertain from Shamara as well, as there any point that should want to raise prior to the committee secretary taking us through the report?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm covered.
Thank you. Can you just take us through the report, Committee Secretary?
Chairperson, before, may I also request Ms. Pumelele Ngema, the legal advisor, also?
Okay. Ms. Ngema?
Greetings, Chairperson, and greetings to all the members and everyone on the platform. I was still sipping my concoction, Chairperson. But it's only one that I must point out. It's just the word in paragraph one, Chairperson, there are net is supposed to be thereafter. It's just that otherwise everything else is up to standard, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Did you pick up that committee secretary is the last? The last two sentences, the sentence before the last one on paragraph one.
Yeah, Chairperson, Chairperson, yes. This was taken from the Act. So when we discussed with the legal advisor, then we have agreed that then at least we should replace with thereafter. But in the Act, yeah, it is written like this.
Okay, all right. Can you then just take the members through the report?
Thank you, Chairperson. Enrico, can you the heading? Let's start with the heading first. Chairperson, let me present to the committee the report of the Select Committee on Transport and Public Service and Administration, Public Works Infrastructure on the draft regulation 116A in terms of section 75, subsection 6 of the National Road Traffic Act of 1996, dated 15 June. The report reads as follows, Chairperson. The Select Committee, which is this committee, having considered the subject of the draft regulation 116A in terms of section 75(6), subsection 6 of the National Road Traffic Act of 1996, Act number 93 of 1996 referred to it, reports that it has not agreed to the draft report. Part A is the process. I won't go through the process, Chairperson, as it is, but then we can see number one and number two, where we had our first meeting in 22 April. Then number three, the department briefed the committee on the 10th of November 2022. And that is what transpired in the briefing.
Is it 2022 or 2021?
Thank you, Chair. No, yes, 2021. It's a mistake there. We will take 2020. It's November 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
Yes. But the rest of the dates are correct. On 23 April 2022, the committee received and deliberated on the legal opinion from the Parliament Constitutional and Legal Services. The committee welcomed the legal opinion and resolved that the Department of Transport withdraw the draft regulation and allow parliamentary processes to amend the National Road Traffic Act of 1996, Act number 93 of 1996 to be completed. Thank you, Chairperson. Number six, I won't go. Then the committee, then after that, then did not agree to the draft regulation 116, which was referred to it. But B, recommendation, Chairperson, the Select Committee on Transport and Public Safety and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure recommends that the Council adopt this report on the draft regulation 116A. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Committee Secretary, for presenting the report of the committee on the regulation. Any reflection by honourable members on the report as tabled by the Committee Secretary? Does it? I've noted, honourable Bradstaff.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think the report ably reflects what our deliberations were. I think it's the correct position that we refer it back, and I'm glad to see now that it is currently, the concept is being served before the Portfolio Committee, because you will note that this never went to the Portfolio Committee, it came straight to us. So it's good that both sets of eyes are now looking at it. And I think it also just happens in the context of the recent warnings yesterday that the ATDF, which is the All Truck Drivers Forum, were planning on closing down major routes around the country. Now, Chair, I think I just want to state on the record that such acts are purely criminal acts. No Truck Drivers Forum, whatever their grievances, has the right to close down arterial routes, close down access to towns, simply because they're not happy with the fact that we have signed international treaties that allows legitimately qualified foreign drivers to drive in our country. We're not talking about illegal or undocumented foreign nationals. We're talking about legitimate, documented foreign nationals driving in our country. We are a part of an international global family, part of an African family, and we cannot simply ride roughshod over international treaties. And as Advocate Jenkins said, we cannot act unconstitutionally. So I'm very, just want to put that on record that I'm very glad that this committee has taken a firm stance on this. And the DA is happy to support this report. And I speak on behalf of Honorable Borsoff and Honorable Launch as well in this regard. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Brother Seth. Honorable Khai.
Thank you very much, Chair. Honorable Chair, those issues that you've raised with regard to date and the one that was raised by the legal advisor of Parliament. Otherwise, we are happy with the report, ready to vote to endorse it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Khai. Honorable members, then having past the stage of engagement with the report, we will now invite honorable members to vote on the report through their raise hand option. Those that agree, if not, honorable Tim, honorable Moshodi, honorable Hi, Honorable Dango, Honorable Borsoff, and Honorable Lund, as indicated by Tim, they agree, and also myself.
We support and Honorable Bratiseth have stated our position.
Thank you, Honorable Lund, for indeed affirming that. The position is put forth by Honorable Brother Seth, indeed, is a true reflection on the caucus. We're mindful of what Honorable Borsoff is going through because of the technical network. Is there any member that is against the adoption of the report? Any abstention? Therefore, the report is duly adopted. Thank you, honourable members, for adopting the report and enabling the committee to present the report on the regulation to the House for adoption. We will then move to the next item. I'm mindful of the Department of Transport's delegation, Mr. Kabisa and the team, you are at liberty to exit the meeting. I believe that the items that you came for are duly canvassed and thereby exhausted. Any last word, Honorable Kabisa?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I think on behalf of the Department and my team here, we really appreciate the support of the committee on both pieces of work that we have submitted to the committee for ratification and for approval. We really appreciate that, and we thank you very much, Chairperson and your team. Thank you very much, and Honorable Members. Thank you very much, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Kabisa and the team. The members will then deal with the minutes of the last meeting. I think it was the 8th of June, where as the department we hosted the Department of, as a committee hosted the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure on the progress to transfer 14,000 hectares of state land to the Housing Development Agency. The next aspect of the ministry with the attendees. Those are the members that attended the meeting. The apologies and also the guest in attendance. We were blessed by the presence of the deputy minister too. And then those are the opening remarks and then the apologies. And then the opening remarks by the DM, followed by presentation by Ms. Sasa Suban. And then that's how the presentation was captured. And then the comments and deliberation by members were raised. Just on 4.3, committee secretary, I guess we agree that.
Chairperson.
4.3.
I think this. Let me share the correct minutes. It was a mistake. I sent it and record the one that are not correct. So my apology.
All right.
My apology, Chair. Let me quickly do.
Are you manager?
Yeah, no, it's okay, Chair.
Yes.
You wanted to address this one.
Yes. I thought that meant that DM said because they rely on other entities, what we could probably do by the beginning of the third term. I don't know how we can capture that. Because with 7 days, the DM said it will not be possible.
No, it's fine. Then it will be matters arising. Then we'll put it in the matters arising on the time frame.
On the time frame, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, members, any other corrections that you would want to raise? A reflection in the absence of any correction, addition, subtraction, can we then get a move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of June as a true reflection?
I shall move, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dango, for moving. Can we get a seconder?
Honorable Mushodi, Chair, I second the minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Mushodi. The minutes. Are therefore duly adopted. Is there any counter to the adoption? I guess there is none. Therefore, the minutes are duly adopted as a true reflection of what transpired in the last minutes of the 8th of June by the Select Committee. Honorable members, the adoption therefore duly brings us to the end of today's meeting. Allow me to take this opportunity to indeed express a word of gratitude for the availability and also the fact that at all times the committee is able to execute its responsibilities because of your discipline, because of your commitment. Therefore, the meeting stand adjourned, and also the our guest, the PMG, the media, the committee secretary and the research team, and also the guests from the department. The meeting is therefore truly closed. Thank you.
Thank you,
Chair.
Let's meet. this afternoon. Recording stopped.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.